Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 10th chapter, verse 12. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and association this morning. Before I hand over the call to you, I request if Nimataji, please give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. He is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. Prabhuji studied BTech at the National Institute of Technology, Trichy, and knows many different languages. His current services include area management and project development head in many areas around Pune. Prabhuji is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, and secretary at Voice Organization. He is also a remote mentor for the New Vedic Cultural Center or NVCC at the Pune Temple. Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Prabhuji. So good to see you.
Hare Krishna, Dhanat Pranam. Hare Krishna. Very, very happy to be with all of you today, for all of you this morning, for me this evening. Anyway, time doesn't matter. We have to ultimately just be Krishna conscious all the time. So we're just trying to be Krishna conscious. So I be more conscious, rather more Krishna conscious, when I have support, empowerment, blessings, sanction of all Vaishnavas, which I perceive when everybody appears. Yes, otherwise it's very difficult for me to speak Krishna Katha. I don't know how preachers and speakers manage to speak without the audience being there in the present. It's like speaking to oneself. Right? And who speaks to oneself? Normally the mad people. I don't fall in that category. So please appear. I request everyone to please appear and bless me with the association. Yes, thank you, Devadatta Prabhu, for coming. Hare Krishna, thank you, Mataji. Anyone else? Trying to change. I'm trying to pitch very hard to convince people. Thank you. Ajinkya, Indalkar Prabhu, Gaurdas Prabhu, Anita Ji, Ishita Ji, Hare Krishna. Welcome, welcome. Okay, finally. I could convince some of them. At least half of my screen is full. And the rest of it, well, I pray to Lord now. I've requested Vaishnavas. Now I need to request Lord to please kindly empower these wonderful Vaishnavas to turn on the videos. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. So we'll start with prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Nangaite Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande. Shri Guru Dinatarinam, Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna. So welcome everybody once again. And now my whole screen is full. Thank you very much for filling up my screen. As a result, giving me more confidence to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. So before proceeding ahead, I wanted to hear something from all of you, at least those who have been attending this regularly. So one point, if you all can share what is exactly happening here, because, well, I've forgotten to revise. So you have to tell me something. Of course, I'll add something in the end, but I want to hear something from all of you. Please tell me, where are we? What's happening?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, it's a talk between King Rahugana and
Jada Bharat. Yes, so we have got our chapter's name right.
The palanquin of King Rahuguna and the three, they did not find the one person, so they got Jadabharata, and he was looking at ground and seeing like if he is going to step on any ant or something, and he was jumping 3 feet, he will look 3 feet, and he jumped 3 feet again, and because of that the person who is sitting in the palanquin getting disturbed, and because of that king got angry and he chastised him, oh, what are you doing? And then Jadabharata said, whom you are scolding to? I am, if you think I am this body, then that doesn't matter. And if I am the soul, then I am not doing it.
Wow. So he's made him checkmate from both the sides.
Yeah.
He's telling that even if you think you're thinking yourself, you're on the bodily platform, well, even then it doesn't matter. And even if it is on the soul platform, still it is. How does it matter? Just like Krishna and Arjuna had a conversation. Yes?
Yeah,
so even Krishna and Arjuna also did the same. Yes, Mother. Please continue.
Yesterday, Prabhuji explained the Anyamaya Kosh and Gyanamaya Kosh.
Gyanamaya, Vijnanamaya, and Anandamaya. Okay, very
nice.
So, five Pancha Kosha he explained. Very nice.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Which Prabhuji?
Keshavananda Prabhu.
His Grace Keshavananda
Prabhu.
Yes. All the onwards to him. Thank you. Anyone more? Last one more point. Anybody? One last point. Three is a good number, na? Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kallav Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Vagatirandata. So three times. Yeah, so one more response.
When he jumped off of the palanquin and he recognized that Jadabharata is in fact his guru, and he put his head on his feet, and this speaker was saying that this is reversed, and you know that the whole class Baldev gave, he was saying that how different people meet their spiritual masters or find their guru. This was very rare for the person to be carrying the person who actually, it was reversed, he was holding the
power. His guru happened to be one of his servants. Personal servants. He was on his way to Kapila Ashram to hear from Kapila Dev. But Krishna personally handpicks the guru, the spiritual master. Come on, now this is the person who's going to be your guru, and you're going to get the transcendental spiritual knowledge from this person only. That's really amazing, right? It's a divine arrangement. Guru is a divine arrangement. Yes, you may be from another part of the world. Your guru is from another part of the world, from east and west. And somehow, by the transcendental arrangement of the Lord, Krishna makes both of you meet. So very amazing. Thank you. So we have many examples of that. So we are currently in the chapter 10 of the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll just tell you what has happened till now. So in the beginning place, what was happening, two things are described. In the first few verses, there's a description of the genuine humility and compassion of Jadabharat. And there is a description of how Rahuguna couldn't understand it because of he having a sense of big false ego, at the same time being a very tough, cruel taskmaster. Rahuguna couldn't understand this nature of Jadabharat. This is the nature of being very hard-hearted, being an authority, being a boss. You tend to overlook a fine qualities of another person. That's also yet another lesson. So he was not able to see his deep qualities. He was not able to see his personality beyond the externals. And he judged him to be a very poor, pathetic servant who deserves heavy beatings. So that's the first part. So Rahuguna chastises him very harshly and sarcastically. And now the second part of this particular chapter is where Jadabharat replies. He replies to Rahuguna. He doesn't sit silently. See, till now he has not spoken anything. Do we ever hear Jadabharat Uvacha? Even when his life was in threat, the dacoits dragged him. They didn't have to drag him. Rather, they just took him away. They didn't have to say forcefully, he's saying, no, I'm not going to come. He was not resisting also. He was just moving along with them. Ah, come on, take me. No, never mind. Yeah. take me. This is the will of Lord. Well, I'll come. He didn't retaliate. He kept quiet even then. So it is Krishna who is completely inspiring these personalities that when, what has to happen? What exactly has to happen? When Srimad Bhagavatam has to come out? That Krishna controls the appearance. Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. And Krishna can appear. Krishna is independent. He's Swarat. He can appear at any point of time. But this is the point of time where Krishna inspired the appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of Jadabharat. Yes, Jadabharat. So normally we find in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam appears out of three things. There are three situations where Srimad Bhagavatam appears. Of course, there can be n number of situations. But prominently we find these three. Number one is the situation when there is an inquiry. When there's a person who is sincerely having an inquiry, he's having questions, he's having doubts. He wants to grow deeper in spiritual life, wants to know more. So there is an inquiry which is made by a personality. And as a result of that inquiry, Srimad Bhagavatam manifests. Example, Parikshit Maharaj. Right? He genuinely wanted, he was in such a situation where he's going to die in 7 days. And he's kept on asking questions to so many people out there, to the sages on the bank of the river Ganges. And yet nobody has the satisfying answer. Finally, everybody together conclude that the only personality who can quench the thirst of Parikshit Maharaj is Srila Shukadeva Goswami. So that inquiry of Parikshit Maharaj, that enables, that manifests Srimad Bhagavatam from the lotus mouth of Shukamukhad Amrit Dravasam Yutam. All right, number one. Number two, what is the second circumstance under which Srimad Bhagavatam is appears? When there is an instruction. Instruction. Yes, now if you see, Shaunakadi Rishis, who were there, they were contemporaries of the father of Suta Goswami. They were all initially Roma Harshana's students. Originally, these all sages, the Shaunakadi Rishis, who are always there in the back, right from the first canto to 12th canto, you see the whole backdrop of Bhagavatam is this conversation of Shaunaka, the rishis, the 88,000 sages headed by Shaunaka, who was the leader. They were all rishis, which means they wanted to do some welfare for the people in general. They were concerned for the people. They were convinced about their methods and they were compassionate to take some tangible step to improve the society, because especially Kali Yuga is coming, we have to do something. But they knew nothing about Krishna consciousness. They just thought we'll do some yajna, we'll do some pujas, we'll do some worship, and swastyastu vishvasya kalapraseetatam. So let all other, let there be all good fortune unto people of this world. But then they met Roma Harshan. Roma Harshan was a student of Vyasadeva and the authority in the matter of Puranas. Puranic knowledge. And associating with Roma Harshan, they became inquisitive towards spiritual subject matter. That was the qualification that they developed. See, every association makes a huge impact. Any kind of association. So Roma Harshan was very powerful. He couldn't give them the scripts of bhakti, but he made them inquisitive. So they all became jignyasu. And later on, Roma Harshan was delivered by Balramji. We all know the story. That how he was not qualified to speak the Puranas or Srimad Bhagavatam. When Balramji personally came there, everybody stood up in respect except Roma Harshan. So although he had a lifespan of 1,000 years, he could speak for 1,000 years, he was empowered. But that empowerment was taken away completely. The sages, the Brahmanas had empowered him. But Lord can do anything. And the Supreme Personality of God at Balram, he took a kushagras and he had ended his life. And he transferred that lifespan to Suta Goswami. Now you glorify Srimad Bhagavatam for 10,000 years. He is a qualified person. So that then they would instruct. They would call him Suta, Suta, Mahabhaga. You Suta, come on Suta, tell us Bhagavatam. So they were instructing. They were all seniors. Just like all of you instructed this junior to speak some Bhagavatam. So this is called instruction. So Bhagavatam appears even by such instructions. Instructions of a senior devotee to a junior person, please speak Bhagavatam. That also happens. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he asked questions to Ramananda Rai in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that time Ramananda Rai, he said that, what, who am I? I'm just simply a puppet. You are my controller. So whatever you are going to speak through me, that's what I'm going to speak. About the Rasatattva, they discussed very esoteric topics of Rasatattva. There is nothing higher than that, these topics, Rasatattva.
Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva Pranta, Shavashikhaila Prabhu Bhaktira Siddhanta. Amongst all the philosophy, the topmost philosophy, but that happened through instructions. Instructions. That's the second way. And sometimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, you find that the personalities of the Bhagavatas, they themselves, when there is no inquiry, there is no instruction, there is inspiration, the third eye. The inspiration by which also people give away Bhagavatam. They speak Bhagavatam. They are inspired to speak. Chalo, let me make a point here. Or let me come and speak something over here which will make a real impact. Inspiration. They're inspired to speak. And if you find Jada Bharat here is also inspired to speak from the Lord, from within. Without such an inspiration, he wouldn't have spoken. Or still now he has not opened his mouth. This is the first time in Srimad Bhagavatam, or probably in his whole life, that he is going to open his mouth and speak. Other times he was just acting and he was called Jada because he was practically dull the whole life. But here is where we understand that he was not Jada Bharat. He was Chetan Bhagat. Bharat. Chetan Bharat. He was very, very active. So here is where we come to know. Chetan Bhagat is another writer. I'm sorry. It's a slip of tongue. Chetan Bharat, not Jada Bharat. So here's where probably we rename him. Just like Bhagavatam, what happens every time you don't qualify, you're renamed. He was Suyodhan. He was not qualified. So he became Duryodhan. Sushasan became Dushasan. So all of them were renamed by Mahabharat. So you're not qualified for your name. So similarly, we find here, of course, he's not renamed, but anyways, he's considered to be a really great soul. So first, 1, 2, 3. There were 3 statements he spoke before this. I'll just summarize very quickly what he spoke. The first thing he speaks is, what all statements you have done are simply sarcastic remarks and intelligent people don't speak like this. So first of all, he corrects Jada Bharat. That's an authority. He takes up authority. This is inspiration to speak Bhagavatam. He corrects him. But see, intelligent people don't speak on bodily platform. Just like how Krishna corrected Arjuna in the very same way. Asho chanan vasho chastam prajna vacham sa bhashase gathasuna gathasumscha nanu shochanti pandita. This is the first opening statement of Krishna also. To Arjuna. Of course, he speaks kutastho kashmalabhidam. But still, when after Arjuna surrenders, the first thing that he tells is intelligent people don't speak on the bodily platform. And this is the same message. The same message that Jada Bharat is telling to Rahugan. That's one. Number two, he says that all these dualities of being fat and thin, hunger, thirst, tiredness, fatigue, etc., all these qualities that you mentioned, these all things pertain to the body and not for me. Not me. Stauliam, karshtayam, vyadayam, adhyastha, etc. Shutrit, pipasa, all these things he mentioned. Bhayam, kalir, iccha, jaracha. Dehena jatasya himena santi. Dehena jatasya. This is for the body. Name santi, not for me. So here he clarifies that I am an entity who is separate from this body. This is the second statement. Next he speaks. That see, you fellow, what did you call me? See, he remembered everything. It's not that he overlooked the statement. He remembered all the statements. He had a perfect recall. He said, you called me a living dead? Huh? But this is true for everyone. This is true for everyone. You're right. In this case, you're right. Everybody is a living dead because everybody's body changes. So you said that I disregarded your order. I did not follow your order. But the conditions of master and servant are not fixed. Who's master? Who's servant? Now, two births before. Who was the servant? Who was master? Bharat Maharaj was the master, right? He was the king of the whole world. And technically speaking, had Bharat Maharaj continued his rule, then who would have been his servant? Yeah, this Sindhu Savira is a small territory compared to the entire tract of land. The whole tract of land. Sindhu Savira is a part of Bharatvarsh. And that entire Bharatvarsh is named after this personality who is speaking in the past life. So who was master, who was servant? Notice that. So these conditions keep changing. Today you may be authority, I may be subordinate. Tomorrow it can reverse again. Anything can happen. See, just last birth he was the master, right? So these conditions are not fixed. How can you speak so certainly about such conditions which are going to change anyways? Yes. What to speak of these conditions? Even the position of Brahma is not fixed. Brahma develops slightest of false ego, that person is no more going to be remain Brahma. He will become Indra, later on a Brahmana, and come as a Manushya. So nothing is fixed. Nobody's position is fixed. Yeah? Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Brahma, Agni, all these demigods, their position is not fixed. So what to speak of mortal kings of this world, mortal beings of this world? No, their position is also not fixed. So nothing is fixed. Everything is temporary. Now, after this sufficient warm-up, we enter our verse for today. You all got it? Three verses. So now today, the verse which is given to me is, well, it's very important to speak this background. Otherwise, today's verse will not make sense. That's why I spoke this. All right. So now today we'll go ahead. We'll go to our verse. Yes.
Vishesha buddhir vivaram manakcha pashyama yanna vyavaharatonyad ka ishwarastatra kimishatavyam tathapi rajan karavamakim te.
Somebody help me with the translation.
I can read it, Prabhu. My dear king, if you still think that you are the king and that I am your servant, you should order me and I should follow your order. I can then say that this differentiation is temporary and it expands only from usage or convention. I do not see any other cause. In that case, who is the master and who is the servant? Everyone is being forced by the laws of material nature. Therefore, no one is master and no one is servant. Nonetheless, if you think that you are the master and that I am servant, I shall accept this. Please order me. What can I do for you?
Hare Krishna. It's quite confusing, right? This whole section is confusing. Well, firstly, he spoke. He commented on the statements of Rahugana, number one. Number two, he spoke very clearly that the soul is different from the body. Number three, he spoke of the conditions which are imposed on the soul are temporary. Yes, conditions. There are three things offered in this world. First thing is conditions. So conditions are on the body. The body grows old, gross body. Growing old, it's a condition. Every year we say happy birthday to you, happy birthday. But what's happening? You're growing older. That's a condition. Marilyn Monroe, the moment she realized that she got one strand of white hair, she committed suicide. And she wouldn't like to celebrate her birthday with anyone, knowing the fact that I've got one more year older. She wouldn't. She committed suicide. So this is the condition on the body, growing old. What else? You jump from the top of the roof, you're going to fall down. From the top you jump, you're going to condition. Gravity, G equal to 9.81 meter per second square. If you're a science student, well, you'll appreciate that. Acceleration due to gravity. Condition on the body. Right? You can live on the land peacefully, not under the water. Again, condition. We cannot be in the air. Those of you taking a flight, what happens if your flight takes a longer duration? We are going to get scared. Because that's not our condition. We are used to being on land. Similarly, the ducks are used to being in the water. Prabhupada said, this is Prabhupada's example. So these are all conditions. Then there is second thing, which is called conditionings. So conditionings pertain to the subtle body. One's thought process, one's ideology, one's habits, one's behavior, one's mannerisms, one's attitude. All these things, they pertain to the subtle body, conditionings, the antakarana, the sukshma sharira. These are all conditionings which are imposed. And what is the third C? The third C is offered by the material nature, which is called cutthroat competition. Yes, cutthroat competition. This is there in this world. Everybody, you cannot stay still. You have to work hard in order to secure a position in the society. You have to work hard for your basic eating, sleeping, mating, defending. One has to work hard. And to the degree the society is animalistic, to that degree the cutthroat competition will be very high. And to the degree the society is divine, there wouldn't be much experience. You will experience a competitionless society like Vaikuntha. This is a society of controlled competition. Someone told me that there's a country, I wouldn't like to name that. When a person leaves from his home, a person leaves from his home to work, there's no guarantee he's going to have his job. He may be given a pink slip and asked to leave, vacate. It may take that particular carton and may empty all his things and he may be walking out. And when a person is leaving from office to home, there's no guarantee his spouse will be there at his home. There's no guarantee of that. That is this world. So a person while traveling from work to office and office to work is living with absolute uncertainty. There's this heavy competition, cutthroat competition of this world. So that is offered by the material nature, by the environment. Yes. So conditions, conditionings, and cutthroat competition. These are the three C's offered in this material world, which gives us a great impetus to get out of this material world. So here he speaks about these three things very subtly. He touches about it, the conditions, the conditionings, and the cutthroat competition. But these are all temporary. They are there, definitely there. They're inflicted upon us, but they are temporary. So that is the third line. So in this sloka, what is being spoken? In this sloka, he is telling that although there is no distinction between master and servant in this world, there is technically no, because this is a temporary play. It's a small play, next life or the next play. In the next very episode, the situations can be reversed, because ultimately we are not the directors. We are directed by karma. So if you still think you are the king, then I'm willing to execute whatever you tell. Which means he gives him the knowledge and then gives him the independence or a freedom to think and act. He's telling, yes, what platform you're acting on is surely wrong. This is not the right consciousness to go and hear spiritual message. You're completely acting on a bodily platform and you're identifying with your conditions, conditionings, and your competition, this environment. But still you want to really execute that? Well, be my guest. That's what he says. All right. So now we'll go ahead. The purport is also very interesting. Go line by line. In the Srimad purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Aham Mameti. This comes in the Rishabhdev's teachings. Yes? Rishabhdev's teaching. Yan maitunadi grahamedi sukham hitucham. This is different. This is Prahlad Maharaj. This is different. So this aham mameti, how this material world is designed in such a way that this concept of I and mine, these are the two components of mithya ahankar. Or false ego, they will keep increasing and growing in this world. Pumsam striyam mithuni bhavam etam. When a man and a woman, they come together to enjoy the sex life. Mithuni bhavam etam. Their goal is to enjoy. That's what Bhagavatam says. Yes. That time what happens? Tayor mitho mhrdaya grantum ahuhu. There's a hard knot which is tied between them. Yes. This heart knot is like they're clipped to each other. Yes, there are two clips, right? Two clips. One clip wants, I want to leave. No, you cannot. It's a two-way clip. The second clip says, no, I want to leave. I could have demonstrated this. It's there here. I have two clips here. His Grace Sankarshan Das Adhikari Prabhu had showed us once. Yes, this clip. No, it's not going. This clip, no. It's not possible. Ato, and further this expands. Ato griha, the home. Kshetra, the land, the territory. Ato grihakshetra suta, when children come, so tapta with their wealth and possessions, then what happens? Janasya mohoyam, the increment in the illusion, aham mameti. So ultimately the illusion or the moha increases in terms of aham and mameti, I and mine. So there's a beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada. I will not be locating it right now, but I've read it. It's amazing. So there, he speaks about this aham and mameti. He says, mostly people who are karmis, the karmis, they have tendency of mameti. Mameti means this is mine. They want to possess things. They want to be proprietor. They want to possess more and more, increase their belongings. That is karmi tendency. Well, I want to possess this, the latest technology phone that has come. I want to possess this laptop. I want to possess this home. I want to possess this lady, whatever. Yeah. So all these things I want to possess. That is karmi tendency, which increases one's mameti. And then there is a tendency of aham, which is very much prominent in the jnanis, Prabhupada says. In jnanis, this aham tendency is very prominent, that I am somebody who is liberated. I am somebody who is great. I am somebody who is better than all of others. I am somebody who is divine. I am spiritual. And this tendency goes up to the point of which is the last snare of Maya, that is to think I am God. I am God. The last snare of Maya. So this aham goes up to that. So aham mameti. So mostly we find this in the jnanis. Not that the karmis don't have aham or jnanis don't have mameti. No, they have. So even if somebody can give up mameti, the aham will still be there. So Prabhupada is saying giving up this aham is very, very difficult. Ahamkara. It starts from here. Aham. This tendency. So this aham is going to be elaborated more in this particular purport. All right. One thinks I am this body, and in this bodily relationship, he is my master, he is my servant, she is my wife, and he is my son. So all these conceptions are temporary due to the inevitable change of body and the arrangement of material nature. Hare Krishna. So currently, I normally ask, somebody comes to ask this particular question. I ask them a question. Well, a cross question. How long did you get married since? So the people say, oh, we are married for 15 years. Oh, very nice. What was your relationship 20 years back? No answer. Well, your mother and father. Mother, father. Yeah, they are my parents. What's your age? You say, somebody may say, okay, I'm 40 years old. What was your relationship with them 50 years back? What was the relationship? You don't know. Right? We really don't know. So what are our relationships? These relationships are made in a particular time frame. It has a beginning. And unfortunately, it has an end also. So every relationship, see, a living entity naturally has a propensity to love and serve. Loving everybody else and serving others. This is a propensity which is there. Without this, a person cannot be called living entity. This is there. Because this is dharma of every living entity. The dharma means nature. Just like what is the dharma of salt? Be salty. Dharma of sugar to be sweet. Dharma of water to be liquid. Dharma of ice to be solid. Dharma of living entity is to love and serve. But a living entity will find satisfaction only in Sanatan Dharma. Which is Sanatan Dharma means to love and serve Krishna. That is Sanatan Dharma. Otherwise, Dharma everybody has to follow. That nature cannot be given up. If somebody says, I don't love anyone, I don't serve anyone, such a person is called a table, chair. Even table, chair serve people, right? They don't love what they do. They do serve. So it is not possible for a person to say, I don't love anyone or I don't serve anyone. This is the nature of living entity, but that propensity has to be dovetailed in Krishna's service. All right. Coming back. So these all propensities which one has, when one dovetails in the temporary relationship, yes, that particular relationship is the bodily concept. That is called bodily concept of life. All right. Okay. All these temporary, we read this. Okay. We are gathered together like straws floating in the waves of ocean. Straws that are inevitably separated by the laws of waves. In this material world, everyone is floating on the waves of the oceans of miscellaneous. Okay. So now I wish to ask a question here. How many of you seen an ocean? Okay. Nice. Thank you. Those of you who have not seen, please go and watch. When you see the nature, you get realization. It's fact. It's fact. Usually city bred.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I think internet, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, maybe Prabhu will reconnect.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Prabhu lost the connection, Mataji. Maybe it will take 2 minutes to connect back.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Prabhuji is back.
Yeah, we are back. So this is Dharma of material world. Change is the name of the game. So suddenly somebody else was spotlighted. Right? And I was gone out of the room. I was speaking continuously and suddenly I realized you all froze off. That's why I tell switch on video. If videos are not on, we'll not even come to know. And I'll keep giving the class. Because videos were on, I could get to know you're all frozen. That means you're all gone. Okay, what is the last thing that I spoke? Or last thing that you heard?
You asked if we had seen the ocean.
Okay. And some of you raised your hands and you said, yes, we have it. And some of them didn't raise hands because they don't remember, I guess. Might have forgotten. So, ocean. You've seen the ocean. It's in the ocean on the way, the waves which are carried around. And the waves are something which are directing everything on the ocean. So, what is the significance of this explanation? That living entities are straws. Does straw have an independent will to move? Why the example of straw is given? We have to analyze. No, the straws cannot move. If straw is placed on the ground, it is not going to move there unless it is moved by the wind. Pavan Devata. Pavan Dev. The demigod of wind moves. It is not going to move. Or the straw is placed on the waves of the ocean. Then the waves of the ocean will carry the currents. So these waves of ocean are the tossings which are given by the material nature. Or the waves of karma. Yes. Being orchestrated. And as a result of which there are two straws. They come together. Mate for some time. After mating for some time. They go ahead. In another direction. This is what happens. So inevitably by this love. That the straw has no independence. As per the karma. You meet certain people. As per the karma you are separated. How many people you think you meet in a lifetime? Anyone has ever pondered about it? How many people you meet in a lifetime, in your whole life? How many people? You, okay. How many faces do you see every day? Of course, now this is the time of lockdown, quarantine, etc. So I don't know. But normally, any idea?
Maximum only family members, Prabhuji.
Okay, this is, that's why I'm telling you. I'm not talking about COVID times, pre or post COVID times. Well, if you're in India, you're in Mumbai, one of the most densely populated places, you will see at least 80,000 faces a day. This is an old statistics, don't worry. This is India. Some places, there won't be that many people living in a country as well. Small countries, but this is India. You see at least 80,000 faces a day. New faces. Every time you come across a situation, you won't find the same faces. It's different. We see so many people. Yes, how many people do we interact with in a day? Maximum. I'm talking about maximum. Again, yeah. I'm talking about Indian boy. Now I give many American statistics. Yes, Indian. Anyone had somebody had an answer, please?
5 to 10.
That's it. Okay, 5 to 10. I guess you should come to ISKCON management. You'll get to interact with more people.
Maybe depending upon the work we are doing, probably.
Yes, the nature of work, online, offline, everything. Now, I met so many people today. Even I met many people today, virtually. So, it depends. Around average, 80 people. You interact, you talk, you have some exchange. Hello, hi, good morning. Anything. Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. Around that. How many people you sit and actually have a conversation with? Proper conversation. 8 people. Yes, average 8 people. This is not my statistic. This is a forward which had come many, many years back. I'm just repeating that. It just struck me, so I'm just repeating it. Very good kind of conversation. So all of these are like, you can just imagine. If a lifetime, the whole lifetime we get to be with certain people. And you think of a day.
And there are many people you meet. Now, this is another question that was asked. How many of you meet a person just once in a life? You met and it's over. Each a glimpse and gone forever, as they say it. So many in a flight or in a train as you're traveling. Yeah, that's it. You're not going to see that person again in the life. This life, no. That's what happens. So we can see in a day how the waves are taking us and making us meet certain people, and we're not going to meet them after that. Similarly, broadening that spectrum even to the life, the entire lifespan of a person. We meet so many people, but hardly we have some quality of exchanges. But even those quality of exchanges, the quality of exchanges. Another question that was asked there, how many people out of them have seen you crying? Means they are the people really close to you. You poured out to them, you've seen them crying, and you cried in front of someone. They are the real relationship, relatives you have. Very,
one or two.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. Hare Krishna. So like these people, but all of them are ultimately the straws coming together for some time and going in the perspective of the whole lifespan. So this is what are relationships in this world. Everybody's floating, meeting for some time and leaving. Another thing which can be compared is a train journey. Yes. So those of you who are getting seat next to each other, they're like spouse. They sit next to each other. And the people in the compartment are like your family members. The whole coach, the train coach, that's your relatives. And each one gets in at different destinations and walks out at another destination. You wake up. Suppose you go to sleep for say 8 hours in a train journey. Train journey teaches you a lot of realizations. You get up, you'll see the whole thing has changed. The people who got in, people who stayed, people who left. But this is life. When your stop comes, you have to get down. You can't go ahead. In case you try to get along with the journey, you're heavily fined. But this is life. Like this journey, you have to get in at a certain destination, you have to get down at another place. Everybody knows from where to where they have a ticket. You get in boarding, there's a boarding point, and there is a destination for everyone. And ultimately, there's a final destination, Hare Krishna. After that, the train doesn't move ahead. And that's a place where everybody has to get down. You can't remain there. Yes, because the 11 Rudras and the Anantashesh will not let you be there. They're going to put fire everywhere and finish the living entity. Hare Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes very beautifully in his song, Radha Krishna Bol Bol. Mayar veshe yache beshe kacha habu dubu bai. Jeev Krishna das e vishwas kar leta ar dukho nai. Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re subhai. Hari bol bolo re Jeev Krishna das. So like that beautifully he has written a song. But in this particular song he explains this reality of this world. Yes, and that is why the conclusion he gives, he just says two things. That situation is temporary. Conclusion is Radha Krishna bol bol. So you have to sing Radha Krishna's names. That is the whole conclusion. And that's what we are doing. We are singing Radha Krishna's names by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My Lord, Radha Krishna bol bol, link has also come. Or too fast. Very nice. Wonderful technical team. I really wish I had one like this. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that all men and women are floating like straws on the waves of material nature. If they come to the understanding that they are the eternal servants of Krishna, they will put an end to this floating condition. Yes. Because person is helpless. The person has no free will. The person is forced to meet, to end. But when does this journey end? Because the ocean waves are not going to stop. Just like a child, an ignorant child may sit on the beach. And the parents say, come on, boy, it's time to go home. And the boy says, no, I will only come home after the last wave is over. Oh, there is no last wave. There's nothing called, that's ignorance. So this will go on. This is samsara. So the waves of samsara will keep going on. But we need to understand that there can be an end to this condition. So condition, conditionings, cutthroat competition, one can end all these things. Provided they realize, Jeeva Krishna Das Ai Vishwas Karle Taar Dukho Nai. So moment one realizes and recognizes and implements this fact that I am Krishna Das, then in Hindi they say you become Bindas. Krishna Das Bindas. Bindas means a person who is nothing to worry. But Maya Das Sada Udas. Person who is Maya Das or a servant of Maya, he has to be always miserable. Udas. So now we have a choice. We want to be Udas or you want to be Bindas. So Krishna Das Bindas, Maya Das Udas. So you have to take your choice. This is your choice now. Okay. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha. Due to the modes of passion, we desire many things, and according to our desire or anxiety and according to the order of the Supreme Lord, material nature gives us a certain body. Yes. So we are all controllers. Yes. Each and every one of us sitting here are Ishwaras. We are Ishwaras. That means we have control. Control of what? We have control over our desires. This is the only thing that we can control in this world. And desires are so powerful, very powerful, that these desires, they actually award us the body. The material nature awards us the body. With every desire, you get one body. One body is getting ready. Yes, you have desire to sleep too much. Chalo, polar bear body is ready. The body of polar bear. A person desires, well, I'm going to become a glutton. I'm going to eat anything and everything that comes on the way. Very good. The body of a hog is ready. Next desire. So person says, well, I want to expose and show my muscles and triceps and abs and everything. Chest. Very good. Thank you, Prabhu. The tree body is ready. Next. You'll get so much time to expose. Years, 5,000 years, 10,000 years you can expose. To the degree the desire is intense like that, one by one. So, and trust me, Prabhuji's and Matajis, we have 60,000 thoughts every day. So 60,000 desires every day. So each day, how many bodies have we created? We never thought about it. We never thought about it. So 60,000 every day. So how many bodies have we created just in this lifetime? And it's not like that this particular body that we have got is the last desire we had. No, now we are creating. No. We may be living out the first desire of our last set of desires. We never know. Right? Hare Krishna. Next. Going ahead. For some time, we play as masters or servant, as actors play on the stage under someone else's direction. Yeah. While we are in the human form, we should put an end to this nonsensical stage performance. So this particular material world is also compared to a rangamancha, a stage where the different artists, they are given a script, they're given a role play, and there's a director, Maya Devi, who's directing all this. Come on, now you have to speak this, you have to go meet that, this is how things are going. So she orchestrates all the conditions and situations in our life. How to play the role is in our life, but we have to play through the different circumstances and situations of this world. That is not in our hands. That's something we have to do. So here we understand one thing very clearly, that we are living a scripted life. The situations, the opportunities, the threats, all such things are there. These backdrops are all created by the material nature, Maya. And for some time we play as master, sometimes as servant, and this position will keep changing, our position. How many of you have experienced that your posts and position have kept on changing in this world while you're in this world? There's a continuous change. Yeah. There's a different role play. As soon as a child is born, the parents take a rubber stamp. My child. Oh, my child. When the child goes to school, the teacher comes, my student, part. Oh my God, that was hard. Yes, and the other students come, my friend, part. Oh my God, one more. You grow up, he gets a job, the employer comes, my employee, part. My servant, that's what, my servant.
Then a spouse comes in his life. My husband. The children come. They also stamp. My father or my mother. Fart, fart. So like this, continuously the role plays keep changing as per the age, as per the proceedings of time. One has to play different roles. Part, 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 part. Continuously, the tag is continuously changing. It's never the same title. How many of you have a habit of signing off your name along with your designation? You have it? I don't. But I'm just asking. Some of them do. Okay, we have Tiffany Mataji. She's the only one admitting. Others all are telling, no, Prabhu is going to speak something different. Some we are not going to admit. Okay. So normally one thing, your servant, Sanatan Dharmadas. But specifically, if somebody doesn't know me, I'm writing a mail to an unknown person, then I give. I do write. Well, something I write. Okay, Head Bhakti Yoga Club Karadi. Yes, Professor Vedic Studies and Sciences. I write something. But this is all something that keeps changing. Continuously changing. People have business cards. Oh, please take my card. Is it that the same card people keep giving each other? Yes, please take this card. My card. No, that my card is going to change. And if you're a part of ISKCON, even your name changes. Even your name changes. Hare Krishna. But that is for the good. That's a positive change where somebody becomes Das or Devi Dasi as per the change. So this change is good change. This is transformation. Such kind of change is there. But everything changes. The body itself changes. Scientifically, it is proven that every cell of our body, it's bound to get destroyed. Every cell is destroyed. And continuously, the body is changing. Continuously. At the end of 7 years, each and every cell of our body has been destroyed. And we have a totally new body after 7 years. So much change is going on in this material world. Okay. So Prabhupada is saying, thus put an end to this change right now. This is human life you got. We can control and we can change. We don't have this control in the animal bodies. We should come to our original constitutional position known as Krishna consciousness. This is where we have to come. Jeev Krishna Das A Vishwas Karleta Ara Dukho Nai. At the present moment, the real master is the material nature. The material nature is the real master. Daivi hiesha gunamai mama maya duratteya. I just remembered a conversation between Rukmini and Krishna. So here is Krishna who's pulling the leg of Rukmini. Because when Krishna was sitting with Satyabhama and Rukmini, that time Narad Muni comes exactly at that time. Narada knows exactly how to increase the rasa of Krishna. So he comes with a parijata flower from the heavenly planet. And he gives only one parijata flower to Krishna. And then looks at him. Who is he going to give? He's going to give to his Rukmini or he's going to Satyabhama? Whom is he going to give? And Krishna is wondering, what do I do now? My two wives are here and I just have one flower. He says, if I give this to Satyabhama, Rukmini will not mind. But I give this to Rukmini, Satyabhama will definitely mind and she's going to sniff at me and she's going to be angry with me. She's going to tell me words and that's something I like. So he gives it to Rukmini Devi. And then Satyabhama really chastises, you really don't love me at all. No, I'm not going to talk to you, etc. And then Krishna says, well, fine. I'll get you a whole parijata tree. Promise. I promise you. I'll get you an entire tree. Don't just one flower for Rukmini. For you, the whole tree. All right. So, but then Krishna thought that this Rukmini Devi is so simple. How to make her like Satyabhama? I want her to behave like Satyabhama. So he starts joking and teasing her. He tells her a few things, lines that this is one of my favorite chapters. Few things that he says is, come on, what have you done? You made a mistake. You had so many wonderful options of marrying various kings, but you married this pauper. I'm a pauper, beggar. The king of Dwarka is not me. People call me Dwarkadish, but that is their illusion. Dwarkadish actually is Ugrasen Maharaj. I am his servant. I every day go and give my attendance. I put my head on his feet. And I serve him. So you married the wrong guy. You're a princess. You should have married a king and become a queen. But sorry, you lost the chance. And even otherwise, it's not good to be with me. Because who are all my devotees? Look at my devotees. They are also penniless beggars. Of course, that's what you'll become. Yata raja tata praja. As the master is, so the servants will be. So they're all penniless beggars. Why did you marry me?
answer. See, now then he says that actually I have a very bad track record. Those all who loved me, I left everyone, I leave everyone, and I just neglect them, ignore them. And my dear devotees and my followers and my lovers, they ultimately get only one thing, that is suffering. That's it. Yes, when people marry, you get engagement ring, correct? You be with me, you'll get suffering. See, look at the gopis of Vrindavan, they're still crying. That you'll also become second case. Why are you not learning from the mistakes? Final, last, ultimate statement he makes. I know, I understand that we have so many children. Krishna had 10 children from each and every one of his wife, 10 boys and one girl. Yeah. Like that he had expanded his family. So and they also had expanded. Each child of Krishna had 10 boys and one girl. This big was Krishna's family. He says, I know you're a grandma right now, but still you're quite young and beautiful. So now also there's a chance. Leave me and accept somebody better. So then Rukmini, hearing this, she was fanning Krishna. And she drops the fan and she faints off. That's it. She's in utter state of shock. She couldn't control her tears. She just faints. And then she comes up and Krishna says, begs forgiveness. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said this. I was just joking. I was trying to evoke some special emotions in you, the way Satyabhama deals with me. But I understand. You are Rukmini. You will not change. But then she starts answering and says, you're calling people kings or the masters. But actually the real masters are the senses. He says, the real masters, so do you call people like Chaitiraj, Jarasandh, and all these people, you call them masters, you call them kings. But in reality, these all people are servants of their senses. They are called Godas. However big master one is in this material world, ultimately everybody is Godas, servant of one's senses. And Srila Prabhupada always wanted all devotees to grow from Godas, we have to grow to Goswami. And one can become from Godas to Goswami only when one becomes Krishna Das or Vaishnava Das or Guru Das. That is the only way to become from Godas to Goswami. So that is the first step. All right. Under the spell of material nature, we are becoming servants and masters. But if we agree to be controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his eternal servants, this temporary condition ceases to exist. I'll just show one sloka from the 7th chapter purport. It's a very beautiful sloka of the prayers of the Vedas personified, and we'll end with that. That's something worth quoting in this case. Just 1 minute. I'm going to find that. That's really a verse which we should meditate. The statement reminded me of that. Just give me a minute. If I'm not able to find, I'll leave you all. Don't worry. That's something we should find. Just 1 second. I'll open my notes. So this is about how by just changing, one small change, we can become liberated, truly liberated. That's a very good verse. I wanted everyone to please see it once. Yeah, I got it. It's 10:87:30. We'll go to this. We'll leave the Sanskrit. Now, please pay attention. If the countless living entities were all perverting and possessed forms that never changed, you could not possibly be their absolute ruler, O immutable one. But since they are your localized expansions and their forms are subject to change, you do control them. Indeed, that which supplies the ingredients for the generations of something is necessarily its controller, because a product never exists apart from its ingredient cause. It is simply illusion for someone to think that he knows the Supreme Lord, who is equally present in each of his expansions, since whatever knowledge one gains by material means must be imperfect. So this particular shloka, Prabhupada has translated a little differently, yeah, in his purport. So I'll read that one. It is not so. Yeah. So he says, if living entities are accepted as minute energies of your lordship, then they are at once subject to your supreme control. So we are definitely under control. We are under control of Maya. But if we accept that we are minute part and parcel of Krishna, yes, we accept this. Mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Yes, we accept this fact. Just by accepting this fact, we come under control of Lord. And therefore, real liberation entails surrender by the living entities to your control. And that surrender will make them happy. Yes. Usually people are very, very afraid to surrender. No. It must be really painful. No, it's painful only for a moment. But after you surrender, Atma Nivedana Tuva Pada Kori Oino Parama Sukha. So experience of acharyas, they say, you are afraid of surrender? I will tell you, I have surrendered. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I have surrendered. I'll tell you my experience. I'll tell you. Atma Nivedana Tuva Pada Kori. I have done full surrender unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, and my experience is Parama Sukha. I have experienced great happiness. They are not lying. They're not bluffing. They're advertising. Please do. You also do. You will also experience. Yes. So in that constitutional position only can they be real controllers. Therefore, men with limited knowledge who advance the monistic theory of God and the living entities are equal in all respect are actually guided by a faulty and polluted opinion. So one has to be a real controller of oneself. The Goswami, the real controller. Only when we surrender unto the Supreme Lord. That's what this verse says. I wanted to take this. This is a take home. You can definitely have. One last thing I wanted to quote. I guess we are already time. I wanted you all to tell me that something that looks difficult or painful in the beginning, but ultimately it's a great bliss. Any experience of that? Anything, any phenomena. It looks troublesome. It looks difficult. And it looks that it's going to give me pain, but ultimately you get bliss and happiness. What is that? Is there anything in this world like that?
Prabhuji, it's bhakti.
Bhakti is an obvious answer. That's what I want to promote that product only. Okay. So Gaur Das Prabhu is talking about his, he's a student. So he's talking about his school life. Yes. In school life, those who have cool life, they're not going to have anything. On the other hand, those who struggle, after the struggle, you get some position. Okay. Thank you. Exercise, yeah. Exercise. But before, you don't want to do any exercise. Body keeps postponing. You say, no. Don't do it now. Don't do it now. But once you just get into, you start. That's all. The beginning, you're done. And later on, one becomes fit. One does that. Exercises and then push-ups, pull-ups. And then, oh, now I'm feeling happy. Okay. COVID vaccination. What an example.
Getting jobs also, Prabhuji. Jobs.
Yeah. Mataji, what I'm trying to say is every situation is like that in this world. No pain, no gain. So surrender looks difficult. Ah, yes, Mataji.
Leaving the bad habits like anything.
Yeah. Bad habits feels very difficult. You cannot leave. I think it's impossible. And I'm not going to be really happy after this. But no, once you leave that, a person is happy. One experiences happiness. When you give up some anarthas, a person becomes happy. That's very true. It's true in every case. That's what I wanted to show you. Everything looks difficult in the beginning. So does surrender. But when one does it, definitely one experiences happiness. This is not my experience, but this is Thakur Bhaktivinoda's experience and experience of every single pure devotee of Krishna who have surrendered. And I also, following in their footsteps, seeking your prayers one day, I also surrender my life completely. And not for the happiness, but for Krishna's happiness, Guru's happiness, I surrender. Any big achievement, what comes easy goes easy. Very true.
Gardening work, Prabhu.
Yeah, gardening work also. Very laborious.
Strenuous.
And bhakti is like a gardener.
Yeah.
Mahaprabhu says, Mali hoya, kore, bija aropana. And then you have to do, prakshalani you do through watering, shravan and kirtan. So we are all gardeners. Yes, we have to take care of that bhakti lata. Say thank you for that example of being a gardener. Thank you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Since I've already extended, I think I should leave them. Yes?
Sawji.
Hare Krishna.
Sawji. You always have so many questions, Prabhuji, if you have time.
Prabhuji. Okay, I have another engagement at 6. I have some 5 minutes, then I have to run.
Okay, Vamshidhara Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class. So, Prabhuji, in the class, you mentioned about that we can control our desires. So I really have difficult time understanding that. Like, is it really true? Because for myself, I can say that even I find it difficult to control my desire. And it seems like though intention is there, but whether that, like, some good desires come, some bad desires come, but we, as a person, I feel it like it's not in my control. I don't want that desire to happen, but it happens. And I want certain desire to not happen, but that also happens.
You can control your desires. Prabhupada says a very easy statement from Gita. Sangat sanjayate kama. Mm-hmm. You can control your association. Sangha, whom you associate with, what you associate with. That's how you control your desires. That's a way to control it. See, just like you're having a fan, ceiling fan. Mm-hmm. You want to slow down the fan, you don't go directly and catch the fan. That'll cut your hands. You go to the regulator. Right? So there's a way to do it. Similarly, there's a way to control your desire. And the way to control our desire is Sangat Sanjayate Kama, through the right association. Okay?
Correct. So, Prabhuji, again, like whether to get right association, that is also not in our control, right?
Yes, whatever is the best association available, whatever Krishna has given, we take that. See, Machitta Madgata Prana, he gives 2 verses, right? Bhagavad Gita 10.9. Machitta Madgata Prana Bonda Enta Parasparam. You get a good association, you discuss Krishna Katha. And one says, well, I don't get good association. What to do? Don't worry, Krishna says in the next verse, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. You do your best, Dadami Buddhi Yogantam. I'll give you the intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
The same intelligence which the association is going to give you, I'll give it to you personally as Paramatma.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So we have to try to be sincere.
Yeah, right.
That's all.
Thank you.
Anita Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances. So my question is, you were saying about according to the desire, we are getting our body. So the desire means like from our past lives, we were having so many desires. And from that, we are, any one of the desire, we are getting body. Yeah. We are getting the body. That is what you meant?
Yes. We don't know. Okay, so, is it the 6,000 and first desire or the 1 crore, you know, 1 million desire? First desire, we don't know that. It may be any one of those desires we have got this.
Okay.
And
so
the stack
case,
must be huge. Yeah.
Okay. So, and my other question is, when somebody dies, the soul which is leaving the earth, when it is going, will it be having the thoughts of the same life or will it forget everything and it will have the own desire?
Well, and ultimately, ultimately it can be anything. Because mental impressions which are impacting the soul are also desires from the previous life. The previous impactful desires one has created an impact, that remains. Those impressions
so
also
it remain. Means then it will forget the present life as soon as it leaves the earth.
Well,
no.
What is past, present, ultimately? Whatever are the mental impressions which are there from whichever life, they will remain.
Okay.
They remain. Which is just like, for example, this Gandharva, who was tickling the feet of Deval Rishi.
Next life, this guy becomes crocodile, and now he's tickling Gajendra's life, but in a different way, in a very harmful way. So some tendencies will remain. Daksha, he offended Shiva in one mantra. And next time when he becomes Prajapati, he offends Narada. The tendency doesn't go away so easily. Right? So certain okay. tendencies don't go away.
Okay. So once the subtle body has got...
They are called
so
samskaras.
Once this... Yeah, okay, Prabhuji. Sorry, and once the subtle body, when it goes with the subtle body, it is getting all the previous desires. So, right?
True, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, there are a couple of questions in the chat, Prabhu.
Rapid fire.
Yeah, if I don't desire, I won't get next birth.
Yes, that's very good. If I don't desire, you should get some birth. You should desire for spiritual birth. Okay? Not material birth. But our philosophy is taught, Mama Janmani, Janmani Ishware. If Krishna's or Guru's desire is there, we should be ready to even accept more births to serve in the preaching mission. That's our philosophy. Yeah,
Prabhuji, subtle body is there with soul.
The subtle body covers the soul. The subtle body is that means by which the soul is carried into the next body. Because we need to understand this from the 15th chapter, 8th verse of Bhagavad Gita. Shariram yad avapnoti yachapi utkramatishvarah grihitvaitani samyati vayor gandham yamashaya. So it is a subtle body who carries the soul to the next body. 15.8 Bhagavad Gita.
So the bhakti purifies antakarna.
Very true. That's what Kapila Dev also says. Jarati Ashuya Kosham Jigirina Manalo Yatha. The bhakti purifies the subtle body.
Yes. Indulekha Karna Mataji is saying it's a very beautiful class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Thank you all very much. I have to take your leave now. I have to run.
Okay. Once again, thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a beautiful class and nice question.
Indulekha Mataji is our technical person. She is the one who shows fast the verses and the links, and she puts in the chat box.
Very nice, very nice.
Thank you.
Well, I'll send our team to get trained.
Thank you so much once again, Prabhuji. I'd like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.